Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, that's right. You gotta excuse me. Sometimes this weed I'll be getting to be, it just be so strong. And it probably ain't strong. It's just that I'm getting old and I'm getting weaker. Hey, listen. We got to think about these things. Who in the fuck want to win? I know I do. I don't know about you, so I can't speak for you. But you can speak for yourself. Now, if I want to win, I'm saying this. Well, what did I do this year if I want to win? If I fucking want to win, what did I do this year? Because this is damn near November. You can't be talking about what you're going to do this year. You should be finishing up what you have done this year. Do you ever ask yourself that question? And if you ask yourself that question, do you answer it honestly? Excuse me. It's fucked up here in Vegas. There's the wind blowing like 70 miles an hour, blowing trees down and shit. But, you know, I got to deal with that because I want to win. I ask myself that question, what did I do this year? I ask myself that at least 4 or 5 times every fucking year. And I answer that shit. Who out there wants to win is my question. That's what I want to know. I hope you guys call in and tell me you want to win. Why? Blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying is you all probably will raise your hands when it says, who wants to win? But you stop short of going after what you want. I'm saying, yeah, I want to have a lot of women, but I'm not going to sit behind my goddamn desk to be on these videos talking to you thinking I'm going to get a lot of women. I got to do this shit. Then I got to get my ass out of the house. And then I got to go do whatever it is, gamble, eat, just take a ride, you know, smoke a joint, not in the house. I mean, anything. Whatever the fuck I'm doing. I include that I want some bitches. So no matter what, I don't give a fuck if I'm on my way to work. I'm still thinking about I want some bitches. Why? Because I don't just want it. I'm going after it. So as I think this broad riding by, I'm going to blow my horn at a girl. I'm on my way to work. Woo-woo. What you doing? Same thing. Man, I get off at 4:30. What time do you get off? If she tell me, it's going to be on the cracking. Because she wouldn't tell me if she didn't want to fuck with me. I know this. All this shit goes with winning. I've had success in a lot of areas. You don't believe me? Listen, I manage my YouTube channel without getting caught up in that monetization bullshit, trying to arrange my channel around what YouTube motherfuckers be wanting you to say and do and woo, 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 so you can get whatever amount of money, blah, 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 because you got hell of subscribers. Man, shit. I played my hand correctly. That's why I got my mojo back. I laid the foundation for my motherfucking alumni to get laced deeper into what 3.0 is all about. Because, no, I can't do that because I'll be telling you too much. Now, I also bought my daughter a car. I bought myself a car, too. I upgraded my living arrangements, my accommodations. I'm living in a much better place. And I will admit, it does give me different thoughts when I pull up to my house. I don't see no garbage out in the driveway and all this old motherfucking shit that I would see it on the north side. I took care of all the fucking business that I claimed I would. You know, when I'm talking shit to you. When I'm talking shit, you think. Well, I am talking shit, but you don't include in your mind when you say that I'm not talking bullshit. People be talking bullshit. And you know it's bullshit because they ain't doing it. I'm totally sorry. I know you, that's probably nasty. But I can't talk enough, but I got to deal with it. It just comes on me and clogs me up. And, I can't stand it. Anyway, I laid the foundation for my alumni to get laced into more of what 3.0 is about. Because 3.0 is actually probably the most important aspect of the fucking goddamn course. I bought my daughter a car. I bought me a car. I upgraded my accommodations. I took care of all my business. You know when I'm talking shit. And I'm planning my 2023. Right now. Stay asleep if you want to. You know, I get enough rest when I, you know, go to bed. But I don't have no particular hour I go to bed. I don't have no particular time. I might go to bed at 8 o'clock in the morning. So what I'm saying is when I lay down, I rest. Because I didn't did what the fuck I was supposed to do. And I'm able to rest. I mean, you got to understand. You can stay asleep if you want to. I mean, I ain't gonna be mad at you. I just don't wanna be sleep walking like most of you motherfuckers are doing. All you motherfuckers watch The Walking Dead. I know you do. You watch that shit and you don't realize you're one of those motherfuckers walking dead. They ain't got no goal. They ain't got no motive. Nothing they do has any end result. They just want to do it. I ain't watching it. I guess they eat you or kill you or whatever they do. What I'm saying is I set it up a few years ago. And I'm only starting to use the shit now. Because you got to set shit up. And then you got to do shit to make people want to fuck with it. And then when they start fucking with it, you got to have that goddamn shit available. I know this because I want to roll. I don't want to motherfucking be able to roll. Fuck that. Motherfuckers ain't got no goals. What I'm saying is this. I got to know what I'm doing. I'm not comfortable thinking or guessing I'm doing the right thing. I have to know what I'm doing. And I really got to know what I'm doing when I face my alumni. Otherwise, when they graduate, they still email me about different situations. But now they're on another level, so I can't be talking to them like they're students. A race car driver talking to a older, winning race car driver. He's not going to be told how to steer. He's going to be told how to handle steering. Steering is easy. It's when you're going 9,000 miles an hour when steering comes, you know, becomes a problem. You gotta understand what I'm trying to tell you, motherfuckers. I'm customizing my classroom environment as best I can to promote self-growth. By the way, my group is filling up fast for next semester. It ain't filled, but if you want to jump on it, would you please jump on it when I can not only give you a significant reduction in price, but you go secure your doggone spot. Of course, you don't have to do it, but if you wanted to buy this particular car and this goddamn car was on order, and it took 3 months to get this car, ain't no way you would want it in September and order it in September. You'd be just ordered that motherfucker in June, probably May. So when you really, when you really want it, otherwise, you really want it in June. So you order that motherfucker knowing it's going to take 3 months to get it. Shit. I'm the kind of nigga that, of course, I will order it in June knowing it's going to take 3 months. But what I'm saying is if I got the money in June, or felt I could have the money in June, I would order it in June. But if I wanted it, I don't give a fuck what money is. I don't give a fuck what money is. I do know it's going to take 3 months. So whatever fucking money it is, I'm going to wait as far as 3 months before I start tripping. But my point is there is no particular time to do what the fuck you want to do. There's no particular date that what you want to do is going to work better than if you do it right now. So, I mean, really, Sidewalk University is a motherfucker. It's not only teaching the students, it's teaching me. This university, it ain't for pimps. Let's get that straight. This university is for any man who wants to complete the course the correct way. You need to, I keep telling them, but I don't know why they don't do it. Motherfuckers that fuck with the course, but they had the course, let's say, a year before, and some reason they want to fuck with it. Them motherfuckers that didn't have the course of a year, they say, God damn, I'm so glad I came here because it's so much shit I missed. I'm telling you, it is going to be that way for you. If you get the course without fucking with Sidewalk University, you're going to deal with the course the way you deal with everything. You're going to glaze over it. Whatever you like about it, you're going to do that, and whatever it shows you, it's going to show you. But about dealing with the course, you ain't. That's why I tried to stop selling the course, just Sidewalk University, but I ain't doing that no more because it keeps hell of people from taking advantage of the course. It, you know, if there's 1,000 motherfuckers that take advantage of it, but there's only 250 motherfuckers that want to go to Sidewalk University. Do I tailor that shit to the 250 or the 1,000? Well, either or. If I tailored it to the 250, I'd be getting all serious motherfuckers. If I tailored it to the mass, I'd get a whole bunch of more serious motherfuckers, but I'd get a whole bunch of bullshit too. But that bullshit could turn into motherfuckers that want to fuck with me. So there's no decision to be made there. I have to know what's going on. That is the only thing necessary. So what I'm telling you is, I don't know if you guys know this, but I wonder, have you noticed that not many of you motherfuckers advanced from where you were last year? I mean, I ain't talking to you, Stan, or Paul, or Bob, or whoever, because what I'm saying is I'm just stating something that's a fact. Not many of you motherfuckers advanced from where you were last year. Have you noticed that you haven't advanced anything for yourself except your age? Well, I certainly got older, but if you remember, I got my own radio station. I started my, you know, Streetwise University, a.k.a. Sidewalk University. So at the least, you gotta admit, I don't fucking be doing little shit. Now, you can watch me build my Sidewalk University into something you admire. And of course, some of you still, you still gonna be hating on me. But you gonna have to admire the fact that I don't be faking. I do shit. I don't be lying about accomplishing big shit while you sit on your motherfucking ass and watch me do it. Now, this shit is mind-boggling to me, but I'm going to say it. So many of you motherfuckers are all screaming that I just want views on my YouTube channel. And you motherfucking keep going on or going to the motherfucking complain about that video, if that's the case. It would seem to me that you do not like the fact that I may be getting views. It would seem to me that you would stop viewing the shit, because every time you look at it to complain, it's a view for me. Man, I've seen some motherfuckers who've been on a particular video 7 or 8 times just to tell me how fucked up I am for trying to get views. Now, tell me who does the YouTube shit that don't try to get views. I've never received one red cent from YouTube. And I don't plan on getting none, because I don't fuck with YouTube for that. I got much bigger fish to fry. Sit back. Make sure you motherfucking keep hating on my motherfucking ass. And just watch me work. Excuse me. God, I hate this fucking shit. I can't get nothing to fix it. Anyway, I've never got a dime from YouTube. Don't be mad at me because I use my goddamn head. Don't be mad at me because I think my shit through. I don't give a fuck what some motherfucker think of me. or of what I'm doing. I am a fully self-sufficient man and don't kiss nam motherfucker's ass to do it. I ain't agreeing unless I do. Those of you who have, you know, been fucking with me, you know how the fuck I roll. I ain't kissing your ass. I ain't going for the amount of money you talking about. I'm only going for what I'm doing. And those of you who love to hate on my old ass, I'm really going to give you something to hate me for. I'm a real big nigga. I ain't no play big nigga. Because I talk hella shit and I make big fucking moves. While I'm talking shit. And each year, where the fuck are you? Come on. I know you're going to say blah, 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 but you in the same fucking place you was 5 years ago. Y'all should try to adopt more like the way I roll. Because I roll with progress. I mean, if I could see the progress, I made it. If I can't see none, I didn't. Hey, private number, I don't like taking private numbers. But I'll take you if you ain't no bullshit, motherfucker. What's up?
Hey, bud, I just want to give you an accolade, bro. Most of these pickup artists aren't real ones. You are, and I'll give you an example. In my opinion, if someone tried to bring a ruckus to you, you could really stick up for yourself. Where all these guys on YouTube, if someone slapped them, they wouldn't do nothing but go, ooh. If someone tried slapping Bud, even when you were coming up, you're a real man. And in my opinion, that just speaks for itself. That's all I got. This is your boy D from Sonoma County. Marvin Marvelous Hagler is my other favorite one. And you're a real one, too.
Hey, let me tell you, the Marvelous Marvin Hagler is still what he was, the shit, when he was boxing. I love that motherfucker. But let me tell you something, man. You might know that a lot of people hear me, but only people like you. So I'm not talking about kissing my ass or sucking my dick or nothing. It's about being brave enough to come on and be you. Because the reason I don't have many calls is because whether they agree with me or not, they're afraid to represent what they think. You're not. You just happen to agree with me, and I happen to love that. But if you do not you, caller, but I'm telling people to listen, if you do not agree with me, call in, state what the fuck you have to say, and let's kick it, because that's what it's about. We don't need to fight. We don't need to argue. All you need to do is be man enough to stand up for your point. Because if you're fucking with me, I'm standing up for mine, period. And you might get intimidated if you don't stand up for yours. Carl, I love you, bro. My thing is this. I make moves. They're not all big. They're little. They're in between. They're big. But I make moves. A lot of the times I'm talking shit while I make the moves. But each year, those moves put me in a better position. But each year, where the fuck are you? See, the thing about you is you don't have to answer me. But you certainly can answer yourself. And you can tell yourself, oh, yeah, man, I've been doing this, I did that. But you, did you? Because if you did, you call me and tell me what the fuck you did. But you see, ain't no calls came in. I've been telling you what I've been doing. But no motherfucker want to call in and talk about what they've been doing. Now, you go to StreamYard, which is where I'm at right now. All these motherfuckers on StreamYard talking shit. See, but this is the difference between talking shit and talking bullshit. Why ain't any one of these motherfuckers that have all this shit to talk called in? Because they're talking bullshit. And they know if they say that shit to me, I'm going to check them. But at the same time, there are motherfuckers on here that have some real shit to say. Another thing we can do is kick it. But no, motherfuckers are so afraid that they might be on some bullshit and I'm going to call them on it. They won't fucking call me. They just want to. I don't know what they want to do. So let me tell you something. I do my shit the way I do it. So when my alumni call, they won't feel let down. They'll know I'm kicking the same strong shit that I was telling them. I know you motherfucking thought that I was doing what all you fucking suckers be doing. But I don't need fucking YouTube. I don't need YouTube monetization or viewers. Well, I do need the viewers. But I don't need the motherfucking monetization monetized for my money. You know, I do shit for my money. I customize my motherfucking classroom environment as best I can to promote self-growth. And by the way, the group is filling up fast for next semester. You don't have to worry about that because you can get out. I've already had three motherfuckers jump on the early registration, which, of course, is going to net me some money. But in reality, hopefully, it's going to net the motherfuckers that wanted the shit, but probably would have had to wait a couple of more semesters to do it because they put money away to be able to do it. It'll let them do it now. But that's where I'm coming from. If you're serious, man, I mean, of course, I want money, but this ain't about the money. This is about me. Oh, wait, shit, I just fucked up. Oh, see, now motherfucker called in. Anyway, this is about me trying to help you. Have you guys noticed that not many of you have advanced from where you were last year? Have you noticed that you haven't advanced in anything for yourself? Except your age. Well, I certainly got older. But if you remember, I got my own station. I got my university. You know, so at the least you got to admit that when I do shit, it's not some little shit. And at the same time, you're watching me build Sidewalk University into something you're going to admire. Of course, some of you still don't be hating on me, but you still will admire the fact that I ain't no fake. And I'll never lie about accomplishing some big shit. And you be watching the whole time. To me, this is mind-boggling. So many of you motherfuckers be screaming that all I want on my YouTube channel. I mean, is views on my YouTube channel. And you keep on going to view it. It would just seem to me that if you don't like the fact that I'm, you know, trying to get views, any smart motherfucker would stop viewing my shit. I've seen some fools who've been on whatever video 7 or 8 times and tell me I'm old ain't shit. It what I'm saying is, I never received a dime from YouTube. And I don't plan on it. But what I'm saying is, I got way bigger fish to fry. So, sit back, make sure you keep hating on me, and watch my black ass work. Don't be mad at me because I use my goddamn head. Don't be fucking mad at me because I think shit through. I don't give a fuck what somebody think about me or what I'm doing. I am a fully self-sufficient man. And I don't kiss nobody motherfucking ass to do it. I ain't agreeing unless I do. Those of you who have been on here, you know, and dealt with me, you know how the fuck I roll. Those of you who fucking, like, love to hate on me because, well, not because, but, and tell me I'm an old motherfucker, you know, I'm going to really give you something to hate on me for. Because I am a real big nigga. I'm not no pretend big nigga. And I know I'm big regardless of you accept it or not. Because I talk hella shit. And I make hella big moves while I'm talking the shit. And each motherfucking year that I'm progressing, fucking this goddamn shit, sitting down in front of my desk, on YouTube, where the fuck are you? And you don't want to fuck with me. Come on. I'm just saying. You in the same place you was yet last year at this time. You should try to adopt more of the things I be giving away freely in the way you roll. You'd have far less problems and far less worries, but, of course, you're welcome to continue down the path you're going. Stay mad at me for cracking on you, or you can wake your silly motherfucking ass up and get some of this abba-dabba I'm spitting on life. I have so much more to offer my alumni. It's almost pitiful. They're going to get exactly what they bargained for. I won't do it, but these men will be transformed into the alpha prodigies they always were. Shit. You can't overcome your obstacles unless you truthfully identify them motherfuckers. You got to identify them. That's the only way you can eliminate it. You fake motherfuckers don't identify shit. You just know something wrong and you say, well, I'm going to do better, blah, blah, blah. How many truths are there? Well, to me, there's as many truths as there are questions. But here's the key. Only one of them is for you. And your job in life is to find out which one is true for you. Excuse me. God, I hate that, but I gotta do it. Which one is true for you? And you do that by not being a sheep or a motherfucking cow. Sheeps and cows will follow anything that leads them because they got that herd mentality. They're a herd mentality animal. Are you? Go for what you know, and if you don't know shit, go for what you don't know and learn what to go for. There's no losers in life unless you quit. Something else funny. I don't look at what's said about me, but I'm quite happy to know out of all the comments I get, plus comments are like 10 to 1. And I know there are many thousands of motherfuckers. I directly help see their full potential. Now, you know, that's the most important fact to me about my work. And none of the haters ever mentioned that. Even though you hate me and whatever I stand for, you can't hate the fact that I'm the truth. And it's been proven in years. I'm talking about that you've been fucking with. I ain't got nothing to be ashamed about and everything to be proud of. I succeeded in being a motherfucker in the streets, and now I'm succeeding in being a motherfucker square. I'm succeeding at rousing them suckers, faking the funk on social media. I'm truly a motherfucking raw spunk. Now, I've been called many different names, you know, other than old man. But that's just a pleasure for me to see, you know, that there's at least a progression in the way you hate on. What's cool to me is none of you are saying anything true. Think about this. If you was hating on me and you was saying shit that was true, man, it would hurt me. You're all being ruled by your emotions. Because I attacked somebody, maybe your idol or whoever the fuck you like. Well, I did it. And I'm going to attack any motherfucker they ain't representing. And they be telling if they can roll with me. Shit. I've been called a traitor to this game because I married a square. Matter of fact, let's address that. When I left the game 20 years ago, I wasn't married. Well, I was married. I was married to this abba-dabba. I wed that motherfucker in 76. But I didn't have an actual wife when I stopped pimping. Now, you suckers, the ones that have some negative words about me should at least think about what you say. When I did marry, I had been out the game a few years, and I definitely wasn't going to search out some bitch I had, you know, qualified to marry me, who hadn't paid me. So I could marry a hoe I had before. Thinking with this abba-dabba I still have, was going to do one thing. It was going to beat my ass and turn me into a fake motherfucker, or it was going to push me to do something even greater. And when you young fools grow up and get a little wisdom, you'll realize how stupid your fucking remarks are. Like me or hate me, you know, that's your call. If you decide to hate me, hate me. Don't hate the fear you have of me. That'll keep you trying to fake like you don't fear me. And then you're going to rank yourself. If you accept that you hate me, you'll be able to go on about your business and live your life. But if you don't accept it, you'll be like most of them goddamn bitches I had and left. They couldn't stop hating on me because the bitch couldn't stop thinking about me. So do your goddamn self a favor. Accept that you'll never be like me unless you do what I did. Let's get out and take the chance to become you, whoever you are. I went out there and became Rosebud Bitter Ghost. What's important about that is I know who I am. And the wisecrack, the recognition that I'm still relevant today, 20 years after retiring, after rolling like gangbusters, just confirms that I was and still am with motherfucking shit. Every craftsman has their tools or their trade.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, 910. What's up with you, bro?
Peace, big brother Rosebud. How you doing out there, man?
I'm good. What's happening?
Hey, man, I got my pen and my paper, and I'm wondering about that link I asked you about, if you happen to have came across it.
What link, man? You act like I know who you are.
The link when you broke down the interview, lady, when you was doing the interview.
With who? Which
you was
lady?
With the two news reporters. I don't know where you was. It was something I heard over the internet where it was an interview lady. It was a news reporter lady and a news reporter dude. And they were both interviewing you. And you
I remember that. That was in Palmdale. Yeah,
okay,
I remember that. So what about that? You wanted that?
Yeah, I was trying to find it for a while because in it was a lot of principles that was being shown as far as what you were displaying. I'm not into pimping and all that stuff. I'm into what could be learned from it.
Listen to me. If there was something you got from that interview that you heard and you do not, know everything about that, you could ask me that, and I'll tell you, because my shit don't change. I ain't necessarily got to go with the interview. I can go with the point.
Right. Well, I mean, some things are like reference points, so it's not like I even know enough about it to ask you for some things out of it. I just see that in it was an example of something that you could refer to at different times and get more out of it as time progressed. That's what I found so interesting about it.
Okay, listen to this. What makes you, if that's the case, somebody that I would talk shit to, is that if you found whatever you found interesting, whatever you thought about it, it's up to you to learn. It's not really about me explaining what I was saying, because if that's the case, yes, I explained what I said, but you still don't know what I'm talking about. I don't.
True. I'm not asking to explain it.
Bro, listen to me. Just listen.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
I'm not saying what you actually want. I'm saying how life goes.
Yes,
you
sir.
If you need something, then you got to open your mouth and say what it is that you need or want or desire, however you want to say it. But if you don't, then you got to go with what you're thinking. And what I'm saying is you motherfuckers need to go or be brave enough to go with what you're thinking, because you're not. I will ask a question, but believe me, I'm like a lawyer. I already have my answer. I already think I know my answer. So unless you say something that's really going to be different from what I already covered in my thoughts, I ain't getting a fuck what you say. And that's how I think. And that's how you should think. Get your shit.
I do. When it comes to bullshit, I do think like that. But everything in life ain't bullshit.
Hey, stop. Did I say that's how you should think when it comes to bullshit? Or did I say that's how you should think?
You said just how that's how one should think. Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, if you want some kind of caveat in it, if you want some kind of way for you to slick by it without doing it, then you'll say some shit like you just said.
Okay. All right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I get where you're coming from. I hear you clearly where you're coming from, brother.
Let me ask you something. Tell me where I'm coming from.
You coming from, if you want something, you got to go get it yourself, because that's how I work in life.
Bro, let me tell you something. That shit was so dope your answer just now. Straight to the point. This was about hanging the Ivy hung. And I'm saying, this is what you guys got to understand. You know way more than you think you know. You just don't believe in your goddamn self. So you'd rather ask somebody. Fuck that. I ain't asking you shit. If I ask you something, I'm like a lawyer. I already know what I think. I already know my answer. And I just want you to say something on point with me or not with me. If it ain't with me, I'm going to tie your ass up. If it is with me, I'm going to compliment it and go on about my particular point. If you don't think like that in all your conversations, you're not going to be a winner.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's
welcome,
real.
Bro.
That's real.
You're welcome.
That's real.
Say, listen to me. You got to learn. All right. Let me put this shit down. Because I'm not trying to put both the end on dough. But you motherfuckers should at least think about what the fuck you're saying. Because you got to think about this. When I got married, I had been out of the game a few years. But I definitely wasn't going to search out some goddamn bitch that holds me for it so I can be, you know, with some bitch with a hoe. But I got game, so thinking with this abba-dabba, I was going to do one thing. Or it was going to do one thing. It was going to beat my ass to turn me into a fraud. Or it was going to push me to do something even greater. Now, when you young fools grow up and get a little wisdom, you realize how stupid your remarks are. And like I told you earlier, before I start talking shit about something else, like me or hate me. Hate me because of something you have that you don't like about me. And if you're just going to hate me, that's going to keep you being a fake. I'm telling you, if you accept you hate me, go home about your goddamn business. You'll be able to be whoever you are and hate me. But if you don't do it like that, you're not going to get to be who you are. You're just going to hate me. I mean, you can't stop hating on me because you can't stop thinking about me. That's whole shit. Do yourself a favor. Accept that you'll never be like me unless you do what the fuck I did. That's get out, take the chance on becoming me. I went out there and became Rosebud motherfucking Villadose. What's important about that is I know who I am and the wisecracks, the recognition that I'm still relevant today, 20 years after rolling my gang buses, just confirms I was and still am. Good shit. Like I say, every craftsman have their tools. Just don't forget your tools. I got tools for what you really need. You can buy them all or you can buy them one or two at a time. I got all kind of packs, 4, 5, 6 packs. So you ain't got to sleep on getting, you know, your best preparation. But it's life that you talking about you want to live. You know, I had an alumni tell me in a coaching session, understanding the word contemplation saved his life. You know, I bit on it and I asked him, well, how the hell did it save your life? he told me he looked up the word and realized he had never contemplated anything past his initial thought. And after looking the word up, he understood the importance of it. Now, this is two things that I stress. You got to know what words mean. Then you got to use them according to what they mean. Now, I instructed in my course to learn definitions of words instead of thinking you know the meanings. It's very important that we all take heed of that. Now, how many of you motherfuckers know what the word the means? How many of you know what the word the means? The is an adjective. It's used before a noun. It's either denoting somebody or something that has already happened, that's been mentioned, or identified. Otherwise, it's something that's understood by both the speaker and the hearer as distinct from a or an. What I'm saying is we use that fucking word every day. We use that word every day numerous times. And I would venture to say none of you motherfuckers knew what it means. Think of how many words you use every day that you take for granted a motherfucker understand the meaning of and the usage of, and they don't. That's some scary shit, ain't it? What is education? Education is the shit you are taught, or is the reality of maneuvering correctly in your life. Or is it that? I'm saying education, the shit you're taught, or education is the reality of maneuvering correctly in your life. Which is correct? I would say the latter, but I would also venture to say both of them are correct. Education is the shit you're taught. But what they're not really saying, or what that sentence didn't really say, is how can education be useful? And that's if you can use it right now, whatever you learn. Everyone should be educated. But what degree do you or I feel educated? If education taught you to learn who you are before you start trying to be something you heard of, most of you motherfuckers would be brilliant. Hell, there is always going to be, you know, those of us who got to take the short bus to get educated. But even for them, if they realize who they were, they would go as high as they can go too. I'm brilliant. But so are you. God allowed me to be fortunate enough to explore and find out who I really am. And I'm hoping I'm sharing with you the motherfucking tools to find out who the fuck you really are. I mean, I just might be a saint. I might be canonized. I've always wanted to be an entertainer. So those of you who buy my tools for entertainment, those of you who listen or look at my videos for entertainment, I couldn't make it without you. That's what entertainers say, you know, when they make comments to their fans. But on the real shit, those of you who buy my course because you genuinely want to make progress and don't see any entertainment value in my fucking course, except to entertain your mind to grow, I really appreciate you. You've shown me that if I extend a helping hand, you will reach out and grab it and start rolling on your own. That's what I get from fucking Sidewalk University graduates. They did not know. They come to Sidewalk University, and in 3 months, that person could be 35 years old and got 15 years of fucked up shit they done did. But in 3 months, we get rid of it, replace it, and implement real shit. In 3 months. Well, I'm saying to you, that gives me a serious ego boost. Because it shows me I ain't no lucky motherfucker. It reinforces the way I saw the light. Is the way to see the light. You can't be mad at me because I saw it correctly. Believe me, I am not the only motherfucker who's seen the light correctly. And I am not the only motherfucker who paid attention to, you know, what it was showing. I have partners who are just as sharp as me. And not one of us didn't have an epiphany at one point in our lives that we jumped on. We all saw what we needed to ultimately become who we're trying to be. We were all trying to be the same thing, motherfuckers. But it wasn't what made me a motherfucker, ain't what made my nigga Kay a motherfucker, ain't what made Hollywood Heights a motherfucker, ain't what made whoever else, you know, we fucked with and dominate. I'm talking about Joe Kay, I'm talking about the Wicked Cricket. I mean, there's many others. My shit was this confidence-building information I got. I mean, theirs was whatever it was. Confidence was in there. But it wasn't a focal point to them. Obviously, they had a particular level of confidence I didn't have entering the game. But I ain't no scary nigga. So I didn't know that, and I accepted that, and I still got in the game. Ain't that a bitch? I'm learning. I don't give a fuck, but I don't know. Shit. We all saw what we needed to ultimately become who we was trying to be. But what I'm saying is, what the fuck do you see about you? Epiphanies do not wait on you to see them. They come, and if you do see them, fine. But if you miss it, you got to wait for the next one. Do you really think you have all that motherfucking time to make decisions? Fellas, you need to understand what I'll be talking about to you. I know I'm an old motherfucker not talking parables. Or what seem like parables. But if you really pay attention, I'm giving you some information about success in your lifetime. Shit is happening so fucked up. I'm talking about, you guys just don't understand. If the political climate take over Republicans, I mean, we're going to be like Russia. I mean, they're going to be people that have money and have nice houses and shit like that. But in reality, the rest of the country is in poverty. They're going to take your fucking money. They'll make you do what they want you to do. That's why I'm so glad I'm this age. I feel sorry for my fucking daughter. But I ain't gonna live to see the goddamn bullshit this country gonna go through. But mark my words, we finna be like one of them four countries that only have motherfuckers in charge having money. And that's the way it is. Hey, I'm gone. I think this was dope. I really think I covered some important shit. And believe me, if you want to get with SWU, I would wait. I would wait until November. Because the whole month of November, you got my birthday and you got early registration working for you. Before, like right now, you only got early registration. But in November, you got early registration. Wait a minute, right now and in December, you only gonna have early registration. But in November, you're going to have my birthday gift to you and early registration, which brings it down to $800. Now, if it's just about early registration, it's going to be like $1,200. But I'm saying, think about all this money you can save on something that you gon' fuck with. I'm out. Oh, shit, that's the wrong computer. All right, y'all, I'm gone.